The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
If you just listen to Tony Curry Radio, you should be need to know. We do another show called Kiefer and Curry. I got to be honest with you, Kip. I'm not sure. I don't think we run these shows back to back because I like to surround them out because each of the shows runs five times a week. And then, of course, wherever you get your favorite podcast. So check out Need to Know. You've got one more show.
An hour and a half of Kip Kiefer is too much.
You got an extended version there of Need to Know this week. And, of course, we're setting our sights on the last show of the year, which is always going to be fun. Speaking of the end of the year, something we did last year, and I went back and actually listened to the show, and I thought it was one of our best shows. 2025 in memoriam. These are our celebrity deaths of 2025. I think it's always kind of interesting, it's sugar sweet a little bit. It's a little daunting. It's a little sad, but at the same time, we get to remember a lot of different lives, and of course, a lot of those lives taken to us way too early.
I was hoping we would do this today because. And I was going to suggest next week if we didn't, because I'm actually hosting on Talk 99.5 here in Birmingham next week, the first couple of days. And I hope we have a bang up one here. I don't have to recreate it because you and I always do such a good job on this
segment. Absolutely. So I'm going to rerun this,
just be aware.
So I'm doing this for you, man, because I want to get your thoughts on these. I may throw some names
at you. Because you always throw some names at me where I go, what, he's gone or she's gone? I think we've done this for 3 or 4 years now, and it's really good stuff.
And for the most part, I don't think there's any names on here you won't know. There may be some,
you surprised me a couple of times.
Yeah. I'm trying to go with A's and B's. I'm not going with like the drummer of, you know, a band from the early 60s. I don't really care, but if I know the name, I go. So, I'll give the name out and see how you respond. Then we'll move on. Fool if you think it's over. Chris Rea.
I don't have much reaction there. Why don't you give your?
He actually had. I did not know. Do you remember the song "Fool If You Think It's Over"? That song.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
He actually had a song in the 70s. He actually had a song called "Working on It," which was released in early 1991, and we were playing it on our classic rock station, and it was a rocker. And I had no clue that there was the same Chris Rea that did "Fool If You Think It's Over." Do you remember Gil Gerard as Buck Rogers? The TV show in the 80s.
What was it called? Buck Rogers?
Buck Rogers in the 80s.
I remember the show. I never knew the actor's name.
Gil Gerard was his name. Carl Carlton. I'm a bad mamma jamma. Do you remember Carl Carlton from the 70s?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Rob Reiner.
Well, that's the most recent and the most shocking. And I think we talked about that last week or 2 weeks ago when it happened, but that's a major one. He'd become a controversial figure in these last years because he was the ultimate Trump hater, which, you know, is his right. And, you know, I got a little bit sideways with him because he was so vile and just, you know, I don't need to read, you know, F this and F that. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think that shows no class. I mean, have a conversation with me, but don't be dropping all those. But with all that being said, what he contributed to the entertainment world negated any kind of displeasure I had, because I think he has every right to express his opinion. But, you know, all the way we talked about what a culturally breakthrough show All in the Family was. He was the antagonistic character there, the bane of Archie Bunker's existence, being her daughter had done the ultimate injustice and married the left wing guy. That show was brilliant. But his career in terms of being a director and writer and producer just produced some absolutely fantastic movies. So, I think I shared with you at 78 years old, to meet his end that way is just, I mean, his own son. If you lived almost 80 years old, I mean, you need to be able to go out.
You really should. And had a lot of firepower left. I mean, he had just produced Spinal Tap 2. Yeah. And one of the greatest movies of all time, When Harry Met Sally. That was one. I remember being on the air when that movie came out, and we had more debates you know, the old question, can men be friends with girls that they, you know, that are good looking girls? That was the debate. Like, no, it's impossible. And that's been the ever going debate, that every good looking woman out there thinks that a man can actually be friends with her and not want to sleep with her has never been false. It's always been true. He always wants to sleep with you, and for women to sit there and think the otherwise. So we got so many shows out of that. It was unbelievable. Wrote Doc in the Bay in the Midnight Hour, Knock on Wood, Steve Cropper. Do you remember him?
Oh, I
remember.
I did not know the Blues Brothers.
Remember the movie The Blues Brothers? He played a big part in that in the band.
Absolutely. I watched The Blues Brothers a couple weeks ago, and again, a lot of people dismissed it, but I mean, just the musical people that they gathered for that movie, the Ray Charles scene,
crazy, man,
is absolutely fantastic.
It was crazy. It was fantastic.
I mean, the Blues Brothers is great entertainment, let's face
and
it.
Great music. I mean, Sweet Home Chicago is like one of my favorite songs. I realize it's not blues songs, but it's just fantastic.
And I mean, you know, we lost John Belushi, of course, who maybe just from a complete talent situation was as gifted as anybody we've seen in our lifetime. But also, let's give some credit to Dan Aykroyd, mm-hmm. because he was more of the oddball in that duo. But now for Dan Aykroyd to be reduced to just doing narration on a History Channel show,
which I watch every single week, I think is pretty good.
I do too.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But I still think Dan Aykroyd had a lot in the tank and wasn't really utilized as much after that kind of Saturday Night Live momentum passed and with Belushi passing away. Now he was good in some other movies later on down the line, but yeah, that was I put Blues Brothers in my top 10 or 15
no doubt.
Movies of all time.
No doubt. We may mention some here that you maybe have nothing to say about, and that's fine, but I know you know their names. Jimmy Cliff, the reggae god, of course, second to, of course, you know who, passed away. Todd Snyder, who was a rock and roller, was recently signed to Jimmy Buffett's label right before Jimmy died a couple of years ago. Dick Cheney, we talked about him a little bit.
Yeah, we just lost Dick Cheney, really kind of a controversial figure because he was a hard-nosed politician and gave no quarter, you know, said what he thought and kind of stayed in the background for the most part. But it was interesting that Cheney was put in charge of finding out who the running mate for George W. Bush was supposed to be and finally came in and said, I've got to recommend myself. Nobody else has anywhere near the amount of ability. So I always respected him for that.
And all I remember is the hunting accident. That's funny because the hunting accident was something. June Lockhart, Lost in Space. She passed away.
I did not know June Lockhart had passed. I mean, I'm surprised that she, because she had to be pushing 90.
She was 90. Ace Frehley of course, Kiss passed away.
Yeah.
Ace. One that I didn't realize, and she passed away in October, Diane Keaton. Did you know Diane Keaton died?
Yeah, I saw that, and it, you know, she was such a quirky, funny kind of actress. And that one hit home pretty good because some of the Woody Allen movies, she was actually involved with Woody Allen, which caused a little bit of her character. But she was a tremendous talent. And I did see a blurb on that a couple months ago. And you know, I can absolutely truthfully confess that really saddened me.
These are in memoriam of 2025 celebrities, and we've got every single celebrity. If you're thinking, well, he's not going to mention this one, I guarantee you, I probably will. Jane Goodall was on that list. She passed away this year. Robert Redford was obviously huge.
And that's one of those guys. I mean, I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but I want to get your reaction. When you hear Robert Redford has passed away, my first thought was, Robert Redford, he can't die.
No, I know, right?
He's on a different level. You can't, maybe when he's 100, but what was he, 82 or 3?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, he was up there, but and he still just looks so flipping good. Well, I mean, he really did.
I mean, how much unbelievable work did he do in his career?
Yeah.
I mean, I was like stunned. It's like, Robert Redford should be exempt from that.
I know. He's like Paul Newman. He's right there in that Paul Newman.
Yeah, Robert Redford's like the same feeling it's just I like, had when Paul Newman passed.
A guy that a lot of people didn't know until he passed away and deserves to be mentioned for sure, Charlie Kirk.
Yeah. Just a horrendous circumstance. They just had his big event this weekend, the Turning Point Event America Fest in Arizona. They had just tremendous crowds at all those events, and had it was just a huge tribute to Charlie Kirk and his organization, which is growing with leaps and bounds. It's amazing. Probably the reason Donald Trump is president now is Charlie Kirk and what they accomplished on college campuses and in high school chapters, trying to get young people to do a lot of what I try to do on the show is think for yourselves. Yeah. Don't be brainwashed. Don't go to your university and listen to your professor railing about how evil your country is, or, you know, all those things. So Charlie Kirk did some unbelievable things. This is a guy, Tony, who was trying to decide where he wanted to go to college and then just said, you know what? What's college going to do for me? I know what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had the courage to start from nothing and start this organization. And look what it grew into. Yep. In just the, I mean, he died at 31 years old. I mean, that's just awful.
There's no telling. There's no telling how big he could have gotten.
I think he would have gone on and been a significant political figure in this country.
There's no doubt.
And to the father, I mean, yeah, and you've experienced this, the joy of having, you know, really young children and the miracle of being a father, that was taken away from not only him, but from them. You know, he's got a 3-year-old daughter and I think a 1.5-year-old son. That part of the story is just absolutely heartbreaking that for me, that's one of the highlight periods of my life, and I can't imagine being deprived of that.
One of the all-time great names in game show history, Wink Martindale.
Yeah,
man, I mean, do you remember Wink? I mean, if Wink was on it, you knew it was going to be good. You knew it was going to be a great show, and he just had the face. He looked good. Val Kilmer.
Yeah, that happened early in the year, and that's another guy that you just, you know, I was shocked. I knew that he had some kind of illness problems, but I didn't know it was the severity of as it was. Of course, Val Kilmer, known for tons of bit. He was one of the many people that played Batman, but also the original Top Gun movie.
There was a movie called The Saint, by the way, that was a movie with Elizabeth.
Oh yeah, that was a really good
with Elizabeth Shue. It was kind of a takeoff of Bond a little bit. It never really took off, and it was, if you want to go watch a movie, it's like a B movie, but it's pretty good. And Elizabeth Shue's smoking on it. Duck Dynasty's Phil Robertson passed away. Was not aware of that.
The matriarch of that, or the patriarch, I'm sorry, of that family. You know, it seems like Duck Dynasty was usually more about the sons and their wives and all that was going on, but he was still kind of the voice of reason.
There was.
For that family to have made their millions in the duck call area, it's just a great American
story. And it's
still
on. It's still they still having little slices of shows, and they just call them something else.
Yeah, because it always makes me laugh. All those guys are so, you know, backwater, you know, beards down to their navels, and they look like they're a throwback from the, you know, the guys used to be on the cigar box, and then these women are totally stylish. They're wearing Gucci stuff. They look like $1 million right off the runway, and you go, you know, how do these guys
pull that off? They don't shower for 4 days. They don't shower for 4 days before they go hunting and they make a show out of it.
It's unbelievable.
George Wendt.
Oh yeah, Norm
passed away. Ruth Buzzy.
Yeah, Ruth Buzzy, comedic genius, hilarious. I always think about her on the original Laugh-In.
Man,
she'd be like sitting on the bench waiting for the bus with her hairnet, just looking like the biggest.
She was sister. Who she was. She didn't care what she. I mean, she obviously was not like a starlet or anything like that, but she was really, really funny.
And remember, Artie Johnson played the old pervert character who would come up and he like slot closer to her in the bench, and she started hitting him with her purse.
That was funny TV. That was good stuff.
Laughing was another just groundbreaking show because it gave birth to all the kind of crazy movies,
oh, man,
like Airplane and Blazing Saddles and a lot of other ones that really tested the limits of comedy. But Laughing, Roland and Martin's Laughing in the late 60s.
It was funny. Goldie Hawn. I remember her on that show. Pope Francis passed away.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had anything.
He was a charismatic character. He's a controversial Pope.
Well, the Pope Leo just did his annual mass. I guess it was earlier this morning or late last night. And he is siding with Pope Francis on just about everything, inclusion and everything else. And there's a lot of Cardinals who aren't real happy about that, but he is the man. He is the Pope now.
Yeah. So, because remember when he was elected, he was going to bring the church back to more traditional areas. But once you become the Pope, you're the man. No,
you
gotta
do what you want to, and they're not gonna vote you out.
I was just talking about Donald Trump, and I said, like him or not like him, the most effective leaders are people that believe in their inclinations and their thoughts. You can't be an effective leader if you don't take stands for what you believe in and don't have total belief in yourself. So, I mean, I say good for Leo. If he's forging a path different than they thought, he's the man now. So
he is. Well, and the fact that he's American, I think kind of plays into maybe perhaps why he feels that way. George Foreman.
Yeah, just think about his era of prominence. I don't think anybody in the history of my lifetime made a bigger transformation as a person than George Foreman. George Foreman was, dark and moody and wouldn't talk to the media. And he just went in the ring and destroyed people. Remember the Howard Cosell quit doing boxing after Foreman fought world champion Joe Frazier and knocked him down 5 times, and they kept letting the fight go on.
Yep.
Cosell was so disgusted. And remember the famous "down goes Frazier."
Yeah.
"Down goes Frazier."
Again.
But George Foreman was just a killing machine.
Then
Ali exposed him by taunting him and just the rope-a-dope, the famous fight in Zaire at 4 o'clock in the morning, local time there. So it could be on in prime time here. And it was, you had to go to a theater to watch it, but Ali tired him out because Foreman kept trying to hit him and frustrated himself. Ali ended up knocking him out. But then George Foreman in the second part of his life became the George Foreman grill guy.
Yeah, he
became
did.
The most charming, smiling. I mean, it was like, this can't even be the same person.
So. Yeah. And had George one, George two, George three, George four, George five. Yes.
Yeah. He had 6 or 7 sons and named them all George because he didn't want anybody to be jealous.
All right. We got to get ripping on these things because we can go 3 hours on it. Gene Hackman.
Oh yeah. What a tragic end for him. Some kind of chemicals or something in their house. I haven't seen that.
Kind of stranger. Roberta Flack passed away. Bob Uecker. Yeah,
killing me softly.
Yeah. And she was killed. Bob Uecker.
I could talk all day about you, and I'll keep it brief. But
yeah, David Lynch, the great producer, passed away. Did Twin Peaks. Rick Davies. A lot of people aren't aware of him. Of course, Ray's brother starred Supertramp. Mark Volman, who is the founding member of the Turtles. Lonnie Anderson.
Oh, yeah. I mean, your vision of Lonnie Anderson's not as an older woman.
She looked no different. I mean, she looked obviously older, but I mean, she didn't change anything. She still had to look like her hair was perfect and her face. She just looked like the same Lonnie Anderson plus 40 years. I mean, she was a throwback on WKRP.
She was like Jane Mansfield, Marilyn Monroe in their prime. I mean, she was that strong.
That body wouldn't quit either. Speaking of body, Hulk Hogan passed away. That was a surprise. Yeah.
And that one was a tough one for me because Hulk had kind of reinvented himself too. Mm-hmm. He was real prominent at the inaugural balls and all that when Trump was elected. Because remember, at the Republican convention, Hulk Hogan was a speaker.
He was great. Ripped his shirt off. On the stage. He got him fired up.
2 months later, he was dead. I mean, it's just stunning.
Crazy. Chuck Mangione.
Yeah.
You know what? Chuck Mangione Feel So Good, which was a 7-minute record. Of course, they played the 3-minute record. It was one of the first instrumentals, if not the first instrumental, I believe, that ever hit number one. I remember buying that album and I remember listening to it. I think it was 1976, 77. And I remember listening to his entire album all the way through. And I think I was the only kid that was like 11 years old that ever listened to Chuck Mangione an album all the way through. Ozzy Osbourne passed away.
Yeah,
we certainly had a lot to talk about him. Malcolm Jamal Warner, Cleo from the Cosby Show.
Actually drowned in a riptide.
Mm-hmm. Connie Francis, you remember her?
Oh, sure.
Jimmy Swaggart passed away this year.
Oh, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Swaggart, one of the controversial televangelists, who really was one of the people that invented that particular industry. So that's significant.
Bobby Sherman from
Bobby Sherman.
Remember Bobby Sherman? I always got my son's got the Bobby Sherman hair. It's that perfect black hair. It's cut right across the top. He's got that.
I mean, that's another guy who, you know, I never saw him anything past when he was like in his early 20s. So my vision of him is he's still like 19 years old.
I know,
old.
Right? Mick Ralphs, of course, founding member of Bad Company. Of course, right after they got inducted into the Rock and Roll Fame, he passed away. Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson was another one of those guys where I thought he'd lived to 150 just because he'd been killed off so many damn times. Every time I saw him, he was just messed up. I mean, he's just been through so much, but drugs, alcohol, car wrecks, the whole nine yards, and just continued to. And really, you know, when you're going to go see the Beach Boys, everyone would ask the question, is Brian with him? Is Brian with him? Because even if Brian didn't sing, Brian had to be with the Beach Boys. He had to be at least standing there on stage holding a microphone.
Well,
he reminds me
of my own dad in the fact that, you know, my dad lived every day of his life refreshing himself and chasing everything that moved. And he did it for 84 years. When he turned 75, my friend in Atlanta, Mark, said to me, if Bill Kiefer can live to be 75, there's hope for all of us. And Brian Wilson was in that category.
There's no doubt. The guy who was with the McCoys wrote Hang On Sloopy. I also played with the Edgar Winter Group, Rick Derringer, the All-American Boy. He did a song called Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, which I think is a fantastic song.
Wow.
Loretta Swit passed away this year from MASH.
Major Houlihan. That was a hard one to get over.
Man, go look at her at the beginning of MASH and how flirty and airheadish she was. And then go watch her at the end of MASH and she reminded me kind of like, if you want to know what it's like to be a woman in a professional type of atmosphere in your life, go watch her at the beginning of the show where she's having sex with Major Burns and she's like flirty and all this other stuff. And then at the end, dude, she was like the boss. I mean, she would not take any shit from anybody. I mean, even Alan Alda, his character started staying away from her a little bit just because she had been in there. And of course,
I think she evolved as not only an actress through that 8 or 9 year run of that show, but even as a person. I mean,
I agree with you.
I think it had that kind of transformative effect on her.
Yep. Last one I've got here. And if I forgot any info, TonyCurryRadio.net, send them to me. I'm sure we've got, God forbid, we've got a few more days later left in 2025. Hopefully we won't have any more, but Sly Stone. I'm going to save that one for last.
Because
I'm a big Sly Stone fan. Sly, of course, one of those individuals where, you know, his music, you don't know what he sang, but he had such a huge influence on everybody in music. Just an important loss there.
Yeah, every year we do this show, so many big names in music. It's just, I think, in Hollywood too, of course, but even for you, more of an effect because so many people that you were just intricate part of your life as in your previous rock career, every year the list has got to be sort of painful for you.
Yeah, it is, we lost Ozzy this year, which was huge. Chuck Mangione was big for me. Some of the others, like the Rick Davies and the Mark Volums and stuff, I knew those guys. Jimmy Cliff was kind of big. Steve Cropper, because I'm a Blues Brothers fan.
Picture him in the Blues Brothers, clearly.
I'm really, and hopefully you and I will do the show long enough to see it. I don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to be losing Townsend, Daltrey, McCartney, Starr, Clapton. I mean, I could go on and on and on. There's like 50 huge, huge stars that I would put with Michael Jackson and anyone else. They're all pushing 80. And I mean, I'm afraid we're going to have, that's one of the reasons I started this radio thing, this classic rock format I did, because I knew that over the next 10 or 15 years, we're going to be losing a lot of these people. And I knew that once someone, Paul McCartney passed away, you can tune into Tony Curry Radio and hear all your favorite Paul McCartney records and we'll have you covered there. But that's one of those things where I just really kind of wanted to bring classic rock back just because I know we're going to be missing so many of these people. And when they pass away, when Paul McCartney dies, the top 10 albums would be Paul McCartney albums. That's how important he is. You know, whenever someone passes away and they can own every spot on a Billboard list, and maybe all the way down to number 11 too, because everything he's ever sold, Bruce Springsteen, again, we're not trying to kill anybody off. He's still doing things. The lead singer, AC/DC, Angus Young. I mean, all these guys are in their 60s and 70s and 80s. Yeah. It's going to be, we may have like a 1 or 2 year area where like almost every other day it's something happening, which I'm not.
Well, when I was in fifth grade, I've already dealt with the loss of Paul McCartney because remember they did that publicity stunt where he had died and all the clues on the Sgt. Pepper's album and his back was turned and on Abbey Road, he was barefoot crossing.
What a great shindig.
I mean, they had all these clues in there. Yeah. And I've already lived through when I was 10 years old, or 11 years old, whatever I was, nine, lived through the passing of Paul McCartney once before.
Just played Atlanta a couple weeks ago.
The guy's amazing.
He's amazing. And I had a friend of mine that goes and he's a big Paul McCartney fan. I was like, be honest with me. And he's like, Tony, he was fantastic. He was great. I mean, he's got a great band behind him. Obviously, you can put some background singers to kind of sing into some of the high notes, but he said he could still get after it. And Ringo Starr, who's now 80, is still doing his Ringo Starr band, which I love because he always gets, he's got like the lead singer of Mr. He gets like the lead singer of, he's got the guy from Men at Work. I mean, he gets these off singers who had these hits and they play these songs during the shows. And it's just, he's had Todd Rundgren, which was just really funky and weird. But he gets these singers that come back, Christopher Cross. And so you just never know what you're going to get at one of his shows. And that's why they're called our all-star rock bands. But he's been doing that for 30 or 40 years. Yeah. That's been super cool.
And he's become a social media character because, my youngest son, who's only 32, is aware of him because he posts these bizarre TikTok videos where peace and love, peace and love. Okay, I got an announcement to make. Don't send me anything else to sign as of today. I'm not even going to open any mail I receive. I'm done signing things. I'm not doing it ever again. Peace and love.
He's fantastic. All right, my man. Hey, Merry Christmas. I love
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas to you, Tony.
We'll be in touch with each other, and you're certainly always in my thoughts and prayers. I love what you do here with Tony Curry Radio. Thank you for being a big part of my programming and my success on here, and I love doing the TV show. I'm looking forward to a wonderful 2026, the starting lineup again, ABC 3340 from 10:30, 11 o'clock. That thing's been blowing and going now, I guess, in her third year, but it's been fantastic. Love working, and I'm always with you, brother. I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate it. God bless all those we lost this year. That's a pretty tremendous list, and it's sobering to think about it. But I always enjoy doing this show because this particular episode, because it gives us perspective. I'll be thinking about a lot of the people we discussed today. So God bless them all.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.